The basic principle behind the plan offered by Wauwatosa Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan is pretty straightforward. Sullivan says when people turn over their private information to a tax preparer, they should be assured it will stay private.
I think that we can all expect that most of our constituents, A, don't really want to think that when they're going to go and use a tax preparation service, that they're providing their information for unauthorized contacts or commercial purposes, and B, that they're not opening the door to a search without their consent.
The measure was uncontroversial enough that it already passed the Democratic-controlled Senate unanimously. A similar plan also cleared the Republican-controlled Assembly on a unanimous vote. But the Assembly plan contains one key difference. It would allow tax preparers to turn over private information to law enforcement without first asking their clients. The State Department of Justice says it needs to have that option to investigate white-collar fraud and drug crimes. It does not like Senator Sullivan's plan. Neither does Alice O'Connor with the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association.
You are setting it up that someone who voluntarily wants to work with law enforcement to solve a crime will not be able to do that.
Assembly lawmakers say they'll change Senator Sullivan's proposal to reflect law enforcement's concerns. But Sullivan thinks that would be potentially unconstitutional and says it won't pass in the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.